This week's Formula Scout podcast is coming straight from the paddock. We're at Brands Hatch for Formula Ford Festival testing, and I am with the Team Canada Scholars. Now, this year the format's been a little different of how these guys have been chosen. So, first of all, introduce yourselves and then explain how you've come to be here.
Hi, I'm Kevin Foster.
And my name is Jake Cowden.
So, what was the process of, you know, being elected into the Team Canada Scholarship Shootout and then coming to win it, essentially?
So, six young Canadian drivers were chosen to compete in the Team Canada Scholarship Shootout, which was held at the Canadian Tire Motorsports Park Driver Development Track, a track which none of us had been on, and cars which none of us have ever driven. So, it was a very cool experience, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, the format for this year's Team Canada Scholarship process is different than the way it was in previous years. Before, they would contact a single driver who they thought deserved a chance to race in Europe, but because of the hard work behind the scenes of the entire scholarship team, they found the sponsors and funding to not only send two drivers, but host a shootout to actually select two drivers based on merit on their performance.
Yeah, and the shootout had several pretty high-profile judges, didn't it?
Yes, yeah. For sure. There were a slew of IndyCar drivers, current IMSA drivers.
IMSA engineer.
IMSA engineer. Mm-hmm. All of which are Canadian. So to and are ambassadors of the program, which make it very encouraging. And it's really nice to have them on board.
Yeah, so obviously Canada is very far away from here. When did you come over to the UK to start preparing for this?
Well, I got here on Monday. It was about a 7-hour flight from Toronto, Canada, so it wasn't too bad.
Myself, I like always having a rest day, so I came a day earlier before the team, especially when I'm flying out from Calgary, Alberta, which is on the west coast of Canada. So for me, it's a little bit longer flight, 8 hours compared to 7.
And quickly talk through, you know, what you've been racing this year and how the experience of the cars you have driven in compares to a Formula Ford so far. And obviously an F1600 is very close to an FF1600.
Yeah. So this year I competed in the 2022 Toyota Tires F1600 Championship Series, which is held in Ontario, Canada. And I ended up winning the championship. And the driver that actually came in second is here as well, William, and he was selected for the Team USA scholarship. Really cool to be racing with him over here. But I did not expect there would be such a difference between our Formula 1600 cars in Ontario and the cars over here. The biggest difference for me is the tire. The steering inputs are so light compared to what we have to put in at home. It's just a huge difference, and I'm getting used to it still.
And for myself, I come from the world of karting, so this year was quite an interesting year. But to sum it up, I was crowned the Canadian Rotax champion in Senior Max with Race Lab Villeneuve Karting. And because of that and my affiliation with Area 27 and all of the sponsors there, they were able to send me over to Europe, to France specifically, for the Feed Shootout, to which I won a season of French F4 next year. Being a champion from that. So my experience comes from karting, F4, never actually have driven a Formula Ford or an FF1600. So for me, it's a new page, a different car, different tires, and obviously different track, Brands Hatch being a track that I haven't driven. But it allows me to come in with an open mind and just take everything in from what the team is saying. And so far, it's been going relatively well.
Yeah, and obviously, Jake compared the steering inputs there being even lighter here, but karts are very famously very light at steering. So how's that been jumping into this?
Honestly, it feels very similar to a kart in the way that it's very light, and you only need a really minimal amount of inputs when you're making it through the corner. Coming from the Pirelli slicks on the F4, that was a lot heavier, and the brake pressure, you know, we're braking at 100 bar in the F4 car, whereas this is basically modulating with your toes. So it's a much more finer car that requires more fidelity in the way that you drive it.
Yeah, heel and toe, stick shift,
exactly.
All the classic stuff. Obviously you've got a French F4 program lined up, but for next year and beyond, what are you two looking to do with your careers?
Well, I'm just looking to see what opportunities I can find. I'm working hard to find sponsors and supporters over the winter. And honestly, we're just still trying to figure out what we're going to do for next year.
Yeah, I echo Jake in the sense that I speak for both of us when we're financially limited drivers and require the sponsorship and funding to continue forward. But for myself, winning that scholarship for French F4 next year is absolutely mega, and it allows me just a chance to show what I've got. And I guess for a short-term plan, it would be to do well in that and hopefully move into like a Freca drive or something.
And obviously we have the festival here in the Walter Hayes, but in Canada you've got the Grand Prix Sport Races and obviously GP3R. Jake, you did those, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So what are those like as events?
Those are incredible events is the best way to sum it up. Just the spectators in Quebec are excited to be there for all the racing versus just one specific category. They're just there for the racing. It's just an incredible environment. Both tracks are amazing. I love them. And I really can't say anything else. It was an amazing experience.
And obviously, we're quite early in the weekend. We've had one and a bit days of testing. Lots of red flags, lots of rain. So really hard to tell what the dry pace is. But how are you feeling so far? You know, have you heard what other people might have been doing lap time wise, like results? What do you think you could get this weekend?
We were lucky enough actually to get on track yesterday when it was still dry. And it was a fast learning session number one, but by the second and third session, we were not terribly far off all the other drivers here. So we've done relatively well, and the team are actually singing our praises a bit too much, but it just means that we think we can fight when it comes time for the final on Sunday.
Yeah, and Roberto hasn't got in the car yet, but how do you think that's going to impact your learning curve this weekend, having Roberto on track as well?
Well, hopefully we can learn something for him. He has so much knowledge and experience of racing. We've already met him. He seems like a great guy, and I'm excited to learn from him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a festival winner, if I'm correct.
Yeah, 1981, I think.
Yeah, so to have that kind of name come into our tent and be part of our team is amazing, and an opportunity that we will relish in learning all sorts of different types of techniques and maybe little tricks that Roberto knows that we don't.
Oh, he knows a lot of tricks, yeah. And I think it'd be really exciting that he's in a modern car this weekend, so we can make direct comparisons to, you know, young drivers coming up with ye olde drivers like Roberto.
Exactly.
Thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Welcome to part two of the podcast, continued in the paddock. And we've got Border Rivers driver James Penrose. Now, explain the program that's brought you to this event this weekend.
Cool. So a couple of years ago, I think it was in the 2021, I won the New Zealand Formula Ford Championship as well as the Formula Ford Festival in New Zealand. So that got me a trip to the festival this year, as well as the Walter Hayes Trophy. So unfortunately, the year that we're supposed to come over last year, everything, our borders got shut, so we wouldn't have been able to get back in the country. But now we're here and we get to complete the trip, and yeah, and you know, the guys at Porter Evers have been, you know, incredibly accommodating, I'm really loving the circuit so far.
And how different the setup, or like how different is the NZ cars to the guys over here?
Yeah, so this Ray is the same one as in New Zealand. I actually drove a Van Diemen Stealth, so that was a scholarship car through Jeremy Shaw in the States. So very different Van Diemen to Ray. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, it's a Formula Ford. So it's all, you know, you're trying to achieve the same thing, but the way the way you extract the speed out of the car is just a little different.
Yeah, and there's obviously a long history of Australia and New Zealand bringing drivers to this event specifically.
Yes.
So with the Driver to Europe scheme, like, are there big names behind that, like in New Zealand motorsport?
From New Zealand, yeah. I mean, there's, I think Andy Neal, who is my driver coach, he's come over to do it before. I think there's been a few Aussies that have come over, so a few guys that are currently in the V8 supercars. So a lot of guys that have made a name for themselves, whether that be in motorsport or just in the motorsport scene in general, they've all come through here and had a decent crack at it.
Yeah, and once you go back home, you're going to continue racing in Formula Ford. What's your career objective?
I guess it's when I get home, the goal is to try, you know, raise enough funding to compete in the Toyota Racing Series this season. So as well, I won the Castrol brand ambassadorship for the New Zealand Grand Prix. So that would be a nice thing to do as well. But yeah, at the end of the day, I just love motorsport and want to take it as far as I can.
Awesome. And you know, for people who don't follow New Zealand Formula Ford, like, what are the tracks that you go to? Like, what, why should people watch it and follow it?
Yeah, sure. So in the South Island, we've got four tracks. They've been around for a long time. They're all tight, technical, twisty. And then in the North Island, we've got some really nice facilities. Thanks to the Tony Quinn Foundation and getting those up and running. Unfortunately, Pukekohe is probably the coolest track, I would have thought, for racing. It's just one of the fastest and most confident, you know, tracks in New Zealand. So it's a shame that one had to close as of this year. But that's one really great drafting circuit for Formula Ford.
And this weekend, how high up the order do you think you could finish?
I'd love to be challenging for one of those top spots, but I've got a lot of work to put in between now and then, and myself, really, to get myself up to speed. So I don't know, we'll just keep taking it session by session and see how far up, you know, how quick we can end up going.
And do you get many wet races in NZ Formula Ford?
Not in the South Island. To be fair, we've got a few down in Teretonga, which is the very southernmost part of New Zealand. But yeah, they're very, very varied. Yeah, we're a little bit here and there, but it's predominantly dry.
Awesome. Yeah. Good luck for this weekend.
No, thank you very much.